USDA says the changes are designed to make the program easier to use and more responsive to today's producers, including beginning farmers, small and mid-size operations, and those who may have faced barriers to participation in the past. The rule streamlines reporting requirements, clarifies policy language, and expands options that help policyholders better manage risk in an increasingly unpredictable climate. According to Risk Management Agency Administrator Pat Swanson.
In our current regulation, we had it in there that there was three requirements in order for this physical piece of land to be considered and qualified to receive the prevented planting payment that had to be planted, harvested, and insured. And what we were finding was that the insured piece was really difficult to find the answer. And so it was becoming really burdensome for our farmers. So we decided just to remove that word from the rule. So now farmers just have to prove that the land had been planted and harvested once in the last 4 years.
Swanson says modernizing the crop insurance system is critical as producers deal with volatile markets, extreme weather, and rising input costs. By improving access and simplifying processes, USDA believes more producers will be able to protect their operations and plan for the future.
All the dates that are involved in, like, termination dates and cancellation dates and end of insurance dates, we're just removing those from the federal regulations so that they're more nimble, so we can make changes as we see necessary without having to make this into a final rule. And it just makes it more nimble for the program to be able to see, oh, there's an issue here with maybe the termination date, which creates a billing date or a time when a farmer has to pay by.
The final rule will be implemented ahead of upcoming crop years, giving farmers time to work with their crop insurance agents to understand how the updates may affect their coverage. For more on this story, log on to HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen.